Good morning, Wednesday, hump day.
Mm-hmm.
Would you join No Space?
No Space.
It's the new MySpace.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
Who are my top friends?
Gen Z has recreated MySpace, and it's got a 380,000-person wait list. So you can't get on. Well, remember when Facebook started?
Yeah, and nobody wanted to be on it.
Well, not everyone was invited.
Oh,
you had to have a college email.
Oh, my God.
For certain colleges.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, you could join from any college. But it wasn't until later that your parents could get on Facebook.
Yeah, wow. That's wow.
Remember that?
Yeah, barely.
Now there's a new, it's called No Space.
Huh.
Yeah, and I guess this woman has spent like 10 years looking at social media, and it's like the Gen Z.
Huh.
Yeah, MySpace, No Space.
Oh, I kind of liked MySpace, although the top friends thing I couldn't do now.
Yeah.
It's
top two, eight.
Top eight.
What do you have to do? Top eight.
Yeah. Oh, God. I would never do that now.
Why not?
Well, because I would hurt someone.
Yeah.
It's just, you're just setting out to hurt someone.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm trying to think of who my top eight would be.
I know.
Does Todd make the cut?
I was just saying, Todd's going to be so hurt when he's not on our top eight.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. I did love MySpace, though. I loved that you could change songs.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Yeah, that was...
Oh, man.
That was really the first social media where you could, like, share music that you were into. You had like your playlist.
Right, and I would change my song depending upon what guy I liked to change it to what he would like, I would like. So he would think that we're so, like, connected.
Oh, God, of course.
Oh, yeah, because I was in Sly Cheese, so I was around a lot of other musicians in Portland.
Mm-hmm.
So it was very like, oh, man, I love that song. I didn't know that song, but I would just play it on my MySpace.
Right.
Oh, man, crazy. Yeah.
Oh, it says that in the article I was reading, it was like talking about how, you know, it's like the old is new again kind of thing on social media.
Yeah.
I guess Facebook brought back the poke.
Oh.
Remember poking on Facebook?
Yeah, I kind of feel like poking is sort of like a thumbs up, like a liking a text.
No.
No, I know, but I...
Wrong.
I feel like it's just a little like, I know it's like a wave.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's like a poke.
Oh, see, I always thought of it as like a flirty thing.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I took it as just like a hey.
Hey.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. I never took it like that.
Oh, yeah. This is ages ago, but I feel like I had like a poke streak.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
A poke streak, like meaning multiple
pokers? Like with
pokers?
One person.
Oh.
It was like, right. Ooh, I got to poke him back.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Man, I wonder if I got poked and I didn't even realize.
Did we get that?
And I was just like, hi, how are you? Have a great day.
Right.
No clue.
Yep.
Huh. Yeah. I literally thought poking was a wave.
About right. Yep.
Ew. God. I wonder who I poked. Ugh. I didn't even know.
Yeah. You may have been sending the wrong message.
It's like Netflix and chill. I don't know how long I said that.
Oh, really?
Why am I going to go wet Netflix and chill?
Oh, creepy.
I think I actually said it here and you had that reaction and you said, do you even understand?
You know what that means?
I said, absolutely not. And then. Yeah, so poking and Netflix and chill.
Yeah.
Didn't realize what the
both have a little.
yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Here's another throwback: candy cigarettes.
Oh, I saw your post yesterday.
I put this up on our Instagram because we were at the candy store with the kids, and this candy store, by the way, is insane. Have you been in there?
Excuse me. We went in there, and Wyatt was in there, and Wyatt had a cart full.
Yeah.
And I said, absolutely not, and sort of gave you the angry eyes, like, how dare you let me in this store with this boy?
Right. Well, because you got to set a limit. You got to set a dollar limit.
Yeah.
And then they we always let them go a little bit over.
Yeah.
Well, you know, but not
quite,
a lot.
It's quite a candy store.
It's insane.
Yeah. Like, Wyatt
it's
overwhelmed. It was like Disney World.
Yeah, but they have everything, and they have all these different seeds and nuts and snacks, and it's not a pretty store. It's like you're going into a warehouse.
But it's amazing.
But so much stuff.
Yes.
Which is horrible. I have a major sweet tooth, and that's like my kryptonite, you know, because I'll sit there and I could polish off a bag of gummy candy like that.
Oh,
you
sure.
know? But
yeah.
But that's not so good when you're right. nearing 40, you know?
Right.
But so I was in there, and they have a lot of the throwback candies, mm-hmm. you know, like the little wax bottles.
Love.
And the little fruit slices.
Oh,
and I love those.
Those are
really
God,
good.
Yeah.
And then I saw they had an entire, like, not even just a stack, a display
yep.
of the old candy cigarettes that look like a little box of Luckies.
Yeah, and they would, like, puff. Some of them would puff.
Well, these are the candy ones.
Okay, the gum
the
ones.
The puff ones, I loved those.
Yeah, because that you could act like you
it
were really smoking.
It would look
smoking.
Like it was smoking. And they sold this to children.
Yep. Yep.
And it's crazy to think about. I put it on Instagram just to see, like, you know, would people buy this for your kids nowadays? And they're like, yeah, who cares?
I would not.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't either, because I wouldn't want to, like, encourage them.
And I don't, and maybe it's because Jay smoked for years, and thank God he had, I think he's hasn't smoked in almost a year, mm-hmm. thank God, right? But I wouldn't buy it for Wyatt, just yeah. for that reason, because I hate, we all hated that he smoked.
Right.
And now Wyatt hates cigarettes.
Right.
Because of that.
It's the same for me when I was a kid, because my dad smoked, and we just thought it was
right.
gross, and, you know.
Yeah, so no, I saw that you posted that, and I saw some of the comments being like, yeah, why wouldn't I? But I would not buy that.
Yeah.
No. Nope.
Yeah, it's a tough one, because it's like smoking has become so much more rare now.
Yep.
That maybe the parents aren't even worried about it. Like,
right.
well, they're not going to smoke. It's just a candy.
Right, unless you know? Maybe you have a smoker in your home who's stopped right. smoking, and then you just don't. It's a different connotation. You know, it's a different meaning
yeah.
for different people. But yeah.
Isn't that funny that
it
we
was.
Used to, and the puff ones, because it was like paper with paper. The gum on the inside
yep.
and the powdered sugar.
Yep.
And then and I'd go, you know, and then
would
the smoke would go out yeah. and it would last like one puff.
Yep.
Or one poof. Because
yes.
you didn't inhale.
Right.
Obviously.
Right.
That, you joke.
Yeah.
But you go, and then it would and you'd be like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
It's ridiculous though that.
I know.
Yeah.
It's funny. It was very like, you know, French cafe,
mm-hmm.
you know, but then with like yes. a bubble gum on the inside.
Oh, so good.
You know, oh, I'm just over here smoking my smoking my little candy cigarette.
You know, that's gum. No, it's not.
No.
Play along.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I did love those.
Yeah.
But no. Nope.
It is a light 100.
Yeah.